Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This is Terrio Media.
Success in real estate has nothing to do with shiny objects. It has everything to do with mastering the basics. The three pillars of real estate investing: attract, convert, exit. Matt Terrio has been helping real estate investors do just that for more than a decade now. If you want to make money in real estate, keep listening. If you want it faster, visit reiace.com. Here's Matt.
Hello, and welcome to Epic Real Estate Investing. And we owe it all to you. We wouldn't be here if it weren't for you promoting and getting the word out on a podcast. It's very difficult to do, so we really rely on word of mouth. And obviously, you know, we've been doing a decent job because you keep sharing, and we're just really grateful, really appreciative. So today I got a very special episode for you, joined by one of my clients who has really taken what he's learned inside of the Epic Pro Academy, taken it out into the real world, put it into action. And then he's gone out and he's created some amazing results, but with his own tweaks, his own modifications. And so I invited him to come in and share with you what he is doing. So please help me welcome to the show, Mr. Corey Kendick. Corey, welcome back.
Hey, what's happening, guys? Thanks for having me, Matt.
You bet. Glad you're here. And you were here not just recently, and you attended our last Epic Intensive and shared your story there. And, you know, I just saw this thing on Instagram yesterday, I think, of you driving your new white Lamborghini. I saw the little Rudolph antlers on it. It was great footage, great video.
Hell yeah, man. It came about by getting passive income, first off. But, I told myself in high school, I got made fun of for getting discounted lunch. And I said, I am going to show up to my 10-year high school reunion in a Lamborghini. So I beat it by a couple of years, and that's what motivated me. And at the end of the day, man, that thing is the best snow vehicle Italy ever made. It's badass.
Awesome. That was great. All right. So real quickly, I mean, that's what's going on today. Let's go back a little bit. What were you doing before you found Epic Real Estate?
I had just started in real estate and had some success, but wasn't getting a ton of traction.
Mm-hmm. So you'd already participated a little bit in real estate. You dabbled. You were working still, right? You had a job?
Yeah, definitely.
Got it. All right. And that was a full-time gigger, right?
A full-time gig. I had those golden handcuffs on.
Sweet. So we met and we hit it off. And so how has life and business changed since you found Epic?
It's changed a lot. Been able to get myself financially free. Not financially free, but financially independent. Financially free, that's my A plan. Been able to retire my father, which is probably one of my biggest things, like cars and money and fun and friends and travel. Like, that stuff's great, and I love it. I don't love it, but I enjoy the hell out of it. Right. But being able to retire my dad, that was something I loved. That was super cool. And being able to put my family in a better position and kind of create that legacy, that's what I want to set up. So
that's awesome.
That's been the biggest change in the last probably 5 years since I met you.
Right. Yeah, I think that's what all good people want. They've got this dream of, and this vision of taking care of their parents because they know how their parents took care of them and give them back. So kudos to you, dude.
Thanks, man.
Yep. So what does your current business look like on a day-to-day basis?
Good question. So it's actually kind of changing right now. I'm looking to automate what I've gotten really good at doing. I'm looking at automating and taking exactly what I've done for the last 6 years, but being able to remove myself so that I can focus on higher and best use. And I found throughout the years, like, you're always just scaling up. So that's kind of my focus. What it looks like now is, I mean, on a day-to-day basis, I kind of decide what I want to do. Right now, I'm actually starting a subdivision. So I'm building a subdivision. I'm building my own personal house, dream house. I always wanted a big garage and a huge house. So I'm building we just broke ground Tuesday of this week. It's a 4,000 square foot garage with a big house on top. So I'm building that, and I'm going to do 9 other houses in the subdivision. And on top of that, managing my team. I got my dad working for me full time. That was my way of retiring him. So, you know, every week me and him have a meeting and figure out what he needs to do. He's my property manager. Mm-hmm. And he makes sure the passive income keeps coming in. Other than that, acquiring 1 to 2 deals a month. Mm-hmm. I haven't really gone crazy this year. The last 12 months, I was just having a discussion with a real estate buddy of mine last night. And we were talking about our past year and getting ready to plan for the next. And this year was a year of, my goal this year was, I just didn't want to do any bad deals. I just kind of laid back and I did deals that were home runs. I tried not to touch a deal unless it was going to treat me well.
Yeah, it's better to miss out on a good one than it is to buy a bad one.
That's the truth.
Certainly
the truth.
So with regard to the passive income, with regard to the cash flow, what's working best for you? Whether it's right now or what got you to this point? What was the strategy?
Two things. Owner finance, I think, is super powerful. People underestimate it all the time. So get good at closing people in their kitchen. Mm-hmm. And the other thing that works really well is just telling everybody what you do. Mm-hmm. And you say it all the time in your podcast, creating a network. I mean, the reason I could, for the last 12 months, I do no marketing. I spent less than $500 on marketing the last 12 months. Mm-hmm. I still did a deal every single month. I can do that because of my network. Because 6 years ago, I started telling everybody, hey, this is what I do. This is how I can help you. And it causes a huge snowball. And I didn't realize what it was going to cause at the time, but I just kind of was too dumb to fail. Like, you said it on your podcast. I'm like, I'll just do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's you don't realize what's happening when you're doing that in the beginning. You don't realize what you're preparing for, but you do it consistently, and boom, you get those results for sure.
Mm-hmm. So that's it, man.
Yeah, totally. So how many properties do you have right now?
I think 50, okay. Low 50s, somewhere in there.
All right. So you're in Erie, Pennsylvania. It's a very small little town.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw you recently, whether it's via text or posting pictures, you pulled out some really large chunks of cash, which I imagine is what's probably going to your redevelopment, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, upwards of $700,000, $800,000, I think, is the numbers that I've seen. And that's a lot of money. And for Erie, Pennsylvania, that's an obscene amount of money. And I know appreciation isn't really necessarily skyrocketing. I don't think there's a giant influx of people into Erie, Pennsylvania. Maybe I'm wrong.
There's an influx out, man. It's
influx out.
It's an old, very manufacturing based town.
Sure. So how have you been able to pull that amount of money out of small little Erie?
Forced appreciation and buying right. I mean, if you don't buy them right, you can't do it to begin with. So that's step one. And developing those relationships. I've found that banks still don't want to lend on real estate. Your PNCs, your Bank of Americas, your Huntingtons, those guys, don't waste your time with them if you're just starting out. Go out and get yourself a relationship with a hometown lender. Mm-hmm. Introduce yourself from day one. They're probably going to turn you away. And then from there, continue to prove yourself to them. So between developing that relationship with a hometown lender and buying right, that's what you got to do.
Got it. So just buying right, right?
Yeah.
So I know you do the seller financing. I know you've been a big advocate of the, implementer of the principal only type terms, right?
Yeah, they're cool.
Right. And I know you've done that a lot. And so that over 5 years, over 50 properties, I'd imagine that has resulted in quite a bit of equity, right?
Yeah. Oh, a ton.
All right, Corey, I'll let you go, bud. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, brother. Appreciate it.
All right. Take care.
Yeah, we got the cash flow. Huh. Yeah, we got the cash flow. Yeah, we got the cash flow. You didn't know, homeboy, we got the cash flow.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.